Judges, chapter 7. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people who were with him, rose up early, and encamped beside the spring of Harod, and the camp of Midian was on the north side of them, by the hill of Morah, in the valley. And Yahweh said to Gideon, "The people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, or else Israel will vaunt themselves against me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.' Now therefore proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, 'Whoever is fearful and trembling, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead.' And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And Yahweh said to Gideon, 'The people are yet too many, bring them down to the water, and I will try them for you there, and it will be, that of whom I say to you, this will go with you, the same will go with you, and of whomever I say to you, this will not go with you, the same will not go.' So he brought down the people to the water, and Yahweh said to Gideon, 'Everyone who laps of the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, him you will set by himself, likewise everyone who bows down on his knees to drink.' And the number of those who lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down on their knees to drink water. And Yahweh said to Gideon, 'By the 300 men who lapped I will save you, and deliver the Midianites into your hand, and let all the people go every man to his place.' And they took the provisions of the people in their hand, and their trumpets, and he sent all the men of Israel every man to his tent, but retained the 300 men, and the camp of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night, that Yahweh said to him, 'Arise, go down into the camp, for I have delivered it into your hand. But if you fear to go down, you and Purah your attendant go down to the camp. And you will hear what they say, and afterward your hands will be strengthened to go down into the camp.' Then went he down with Purah his attendant to the outermost part of the armed men who were in the camp. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the sons of the east lay along in the valley like locusts for multitude, and their camels were without number, as the sand which is on the seashore for multitude. And when Gideon came, look, there was a man telling a dream to his fellow soldier, and he said, 'Look, I dreamed a dream, and saw that a cake of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian, and came to the tent, and struck it so that it fell, and turned it upside down, so that the tent lay flat.' And his fellow soldier answered and said, 'This is nothing else but the sword of Gideon the son of Joash, a man of Israel, into his hand God has delivered Midian, and all the host.' And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream, and its interpretation, that he worshipped, and he returned into the camp of Israel, and said, 'Arise, for Yahweh has delivered into your hand the host of Midian.' And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put into the hands of all of them trumpets, and empty pitchers, with torches inside the pitchers. And he said to them, 'Look at me, and do likewise, and, see, when I come to the outermost part of the camp, it will be that, as I do, so you will do. When I blow the trumpet, I and all who are with me, then you blow the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, "For Yahweh and for Gideon." So Gideon, and the 100 men who were with him, came to the outermost part of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, when they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets, and broke in pieces the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets, and broke the pitchers, and held the torches in their left hands, and the trumpets in their right hands with which to blow, and they cried, "A sword of Yahweh and of Gideon." And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran, and they shouted, and put them to flight. And they blew the 300 trumpets, and Yahweh set every man's sword against his fellow soldier, and against all the host, and the host fled as far as Beth Shittah toward Zerera, as far as the border of Abel Mahalah, by Tabith. And the men of Israel were gathered together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all Manasseh, and pursued after Midian. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all the hill country of Ephraim, saying, "Come down against Midian, and take the waters before them, as far as Beth Barah, even the Jordan." So all the men of Ephraim were gathered together, and took the waters as far as Beth Barah, even the Jordan. And they took the two princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, and they slew Oreb at the rock of Oreb, and Zeb they slew at the wine press of Zeb, and pursued Midian, and they brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon beyond the Jordan.